Welcome to the Music Box. Hi, my name is Sarah Zoltow, and this is a podcast where imagination comes first. All questions are good questions. No matter who you are and where you're listening from, you are a musician, and you can make up your own music. That means that you can be a composer. We're taking classical music out of the box and giving you the inspiration and tools to compose your stories into music.
You're listening to the Music Box.
This is episode one, and we're going to start things out at Lincoln Elementary in Louisville, Kentucky.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Lincoln.
My name is Miss Casada, and I teach instrumental orff.
Good morning, I'm Miss Ruff. I am their second grade teacher.
Okay, let's start this podcast by thinking really big, like really big, like outer space big.
Somewhere out in space, there floats a golden record.
The golden record holds information about our planet Earth and is traveling on the two space voyagers. Their mission is to study outer space.
The golden record was launched into space in 1977. That was 40 years ago.
But it will take over 40,000 years until we can reach another solar system with other planets.
It was designed to last for a billion years into the future.
Jimmy Carter, the President of the United States, in 1977 wrote this message with the Golden Record.
This is a present from a small, distant world, a token of our sounds, our science, our images, our music, our thoughts, and our feelings. We are attempting to survive our time, so we may live into yours. We hope someday, having solved the problems we face, to join a community of galactic civilizations. This record represents our hope and our determination and our goodwill in a vast and awesome universe.
So what's on the golden record?
There are pictures from all around our world.
There are also greetings in 55 different languages.
Like,
hola y saludos a todos.
That means hello and greetings to all in Spanish. Or,
tai kong beng yu, nin ho, nin jia ba be, wu yeng de lai wun jia jie yo.
That means friends of space, how are you all? Have you eaten yet? Come visit us if you have time in Amoy, which is spoken in parts of China.
Come visit us if you have time. That will take another 40,000 years.
What's that noise?
Oh, that? It's just volcanoes and earthquake and some thunder.
Calm down, everybody. Calm down. No need to worry. That was just a sound from the golden record. Along with the images and greetings, there are also sounds from Earth. Can you guess what these sounds are?
A dog.
There is also lots of music on the golden record.
Music from around the world.
Bagpipes from Azerbaijan.
Wedding song from Peru.
American rock and roll.
Thank you.
There's also 7 classical music pieces on the Golden Record, which you can hear through our attached resources, and we'll also listen to some in just a second. In this podcast, we're going to learn about what classical music is, but for now, we don't have to know anything about anything. Let's pretend we're aliens and we have never heard of classical music. Maybe we don't even know what music is, and we certainly have never heard of a so-called planet Earth. We have no idea until...
In the small, peaceful town of Poca Poca, on the planet Arcadu, the alien children were playing at recess when...
The Golden Record has landed on another planet. The alien children are working together to operate this strange foreign object.
As the Secretary General of the United Nations, I send greetings on behalf of the people of our planet. We step out of our solar system into the universe seeking only peace and friendship, to teach if we are called upon, to be taught if we are fortunate. We know full well that our planet and all its inhabitants are but a small part of this immense universe that surrounds us, and it is with humility and hope that we take this step.
How does this message and this music composed by Beethoven make you feel? Do you think this is a good message and good music for us to be sending into outer space? Why? Imagine you are one of the alien children who has found the Golden Record. Pretend like you're hearing music for the very first time, like this piece called Queen of the Night by a composer named Mozart. What are your first impressions as an alien? Draw or write down some thoughts as you listen.
Voice. Why got a message from a different planet.
A planet with lots of music.
What do we do?
We have to respond.
Let's jump in our spaceship and fly to Earth.
Everybody pile in. We're off to Earth to respond to the golden record. Now back on planet Earth at Lincoln Elementary in the year 2017.
I have a question. Why is the record made out of gold?
That's a great question. I have no idea. Let's ask an expert.
Hi, my name is Mark Duckwall. I am the planetarium educator at the University of Louisville. I work at the Gein Science Hall and Rao Planetarium there.
Thanks for joining us, Mark. Now back to your question.
Why is the record made out of gold?
Well, it's not totally composed of gold. It's a copper plate, and then it's covered with gold. It's inside of an aluminum kind of jacket that protects it, so it's not just out there floating around in space like you may think. So with gold, there's some properties about it. It's durable, non-toxic, so if an alien finds it, you're not going to poison them or anything like that. Also, as a culture, we're fascinated with gold. Gold is often related to the sun, which is kind of cool because gold comes from the death of a star. So when you look at lots of mythology and they're talking of the sun, they often use gold to represent the sun.
How does the Voyager not get hit by a meteor?
Well, it does get hit because we have micrometeorites, which are usually about approximately the size of a grain of sand, and those hit the Voyagers all the time.
Where are the Voyagers now?
In 2012, Voyager 1 made it to interstellar space, which you would think interstellar space, oh, we're so far out, there shouldn't be anything out there because that's the place between stars. Interstellar, so in between stars. They're traveling faster than a human could travel out into space. If we were going to travel out to the Oort cloud, it would take us about 40,000 years. They're going to make it, 14,000 to 28,000, which is still a long, long time. And when we use numbers like that, we think, oh, 14,000, that's not that big of a number. But when you add years to that and then think that the average human only lives close to 80 years, then it gets to multi-generations to be able to get that far out into space.
Supposed to know how to play the record.
Everything's there for them to do it. Yeah, it's not like, hey, you guys need to make a phonograph and play this thing. All the pieces are there, the instructions are there. We already send television signals out into space, and those travel at the speed of light, 671 million miles an hour. That's about the speed of light, and they've gone extremely far out in space. Those planets have already received our television signals, so there's still lots of chances.
Look like?
Well, I guess that's the million-dollar question, right? As far as aliens go, no one really knows at this point. I don't want to be discouraging, but we've only found life on Earth. That's the only place we found life. We haven't found it on the Moon. We haven't found it on Mars yet, right? But we haven't found life anywhere but the Earth. So we can only compare life as we know it on Earth. So it could be something totally different. Something that you would never even expect it to look like. You just never know what alien life is going to be like.
Wait, what if aliens don't have ears?
Yeah, hopefully intelligent life. If they can find the golden record, they have to be intelligent, because the way the Voyagers are moving in space, they're not going to get really close to any other stars. So as they fly out into space, they're going to be in a lot of interstellar space between these stars. So as they're traveling, if someone finds them, that means that that alien species is able to travel between stars. So they would be highly advanced even though they may not look like us, eat the same things that we do, whatever it may be, they would have the intelligence. If they can make it that far in space, they should be able to interpret our message.
What does alien music sound like?
Maybe it would sound like this.
The music we've been hearing under Mark's interview is from a piece called The Planets by a composer named Gustav Holst. The music you're hearing right now is from his movement about the planet Neptune, the Mystic. So in Holst's musical piece, The Planets, he wrote 7 movements, one for each planet except for Earth. Interact with the planets on our webpage and upload your own golden records as part of our final project. Go to wuol.org/musicbox and click on Episode 1 to interact, download activities, and submit your golden record. Here's Miss Quesada and Miss Ruff's class's golden record. Hear their message, sound, and music that they chose together for outer space.
From the school Lincoln, this is Earth.
Greetings from Earth to aliens.
Peace across space.
And here's their sound. And their music, which they composed just for their golden record. Thanks to Paul Robinson for designing the curriculum, Alexander Kanick for website design, Sean Cannon for the logo, Anne Gauthier for recording assistance, Tyler Franklin for photography. Thanks to Ms. Quesada and Ms. Ruff's class for their voices, questions, and music. Thanks to Mark Duckwell for answering our questions. Thanks to Paul Robinson for designing the curriculum, Alexander Kanick for website design, Sean Cannon for the logo, Anne Gauthier for recording assistance, Tyler Franklin for photography, and last but not least, thanks to you for listening and using your imagination to go way out into outer space. Our opening music is Happiness Nuggets by Colleen and the Music Boxes. Check out all music credits online. Go to wuol.org/musicbox for more information and free educational resources. 90.5 WUOL's The Music Box is a production of Louisville Public Media and is supported by PNC. I'm Sarah Zoltow, your host and producer. Thanks for listening.
This is 90.5 WUOL Louisville and WUOL.org from Louisville Public Media.